Hello and welcome to Online Podcast. This is John, and I'm very excited because I got to talk to you on this very special Sunday, which is also Valentine's Day, and I'm playing ball with Chai. I've been figuring out how do I get my microphone to so that I can, you know, talk to you without hearing all the pops and the breath noise and whatever on the microphone, because I don't have the windshield with me. Did I say windshield? The windscreen with me, and I was too lazy to go downstairs and get the windscreen, and so I just thought I'll just, you know, go ahead and hit record and see what's going on. Anyway, I am about to go out. I'm running out of time. I'm so unproductive. I have a freaking long list of things to do today. I ended up doing only like one or two, and one of them is including giving a bath to my little boy Chai, and he's now soft and smells good. And it's snowing outside, but I have a very important task tonight. It is Chinese New Year as well today, so February the 14th, besides being Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, by the way, it is also Chinese New Year, and this year is the year of the tiger, which is me. And so, supposedly, it's going to be a horrible year for tigers, but I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll find out. I'll report back next year when it's the year of the Ichujiku Sanha Sea Top, the rabbit. Next year, that's how I count Ichujiku Sanha Sea Top. That's the zodiac, Chinese zodiac. And when I was little, my mom taught me how to count in, not count, but how to do this, you know, how to figure out the zodiac, Ichujiku Sanha Sea Top, Oling Laksa Chibepi, Yau Gaga Zapke Zai, Gau Zapji Zibu Duran Zai, that's how I count it. Anyway, Jai, you want to come here? I'm in bed still, I'm under the covers, and it's so comfortable. It's already 5:06. I have to be leaving here at home. My friend's coming over to pick me up at 6 o'clock, so sorry about the pop. My friend's coming over to pick me up to go to the Chinese restaurant at 6 o'clock. And so remember the last time I talked to you, I probably mentioned Iron Horse and Greg B. Let's go together. Let's go to Olathe together, and you know, I can, you know, chat with you, and we can also find out about this restaurant. But anyway, tonight, a bunch of friends and my brother are going to Iron Horse in Olathe for a delicious special Chinese New Year dinner. Hi, boy. You decided to come? You were a little baby. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so soft. You're so softy. So cute. You want to say something in the microphone? What? I'm petting him right now. So anyway, and so we're going to Iron Horse for a special Chinese New Year dinner. What we did is we asked the chef to come up with his own special creations. We didn't really ask for anything, but other than telling him what are the things we like. You know, we want shrimp, we want fish, we want pork, we want chicken, and give him a budget, and he is making whatever he wants. And I'm very excited because it's going to be, I think, super awesome and amazing. Right now I'm trying to figure out where to put my microphone. I think the best place so far is on my forehead. I'm putting my recorder right on my, not on my forehead, but right above my forehead, and it seems to be the best. Anyway, and so I'm very excited. I only have a few minutes to get ready, so I didn't want to spend too much time talking about anything really special, but it is Chinese New Year and Valentine's Day, and I thought I should at least put a show on. You know how unmotivated I am recently, and yeah, I kind of suck, but anyway, until I have the heart to really do, you know, do it. I probably shouldn't, right? But I do have the heart to tell you that Happy Chinese New Year, and we celebrate Chinese New Year for 15 days, so that's awesome. And I'm going to be fat by the time Chinese New Year is over because I bought a bunch of Chinese New Year goodies, treats, and stuff yesterday from the grocery store, and I'm very, very happy. And chai boy. And what is the other thing that I want to tell you? My car. I've been having car problem, right? Like $560 later, remember I told you guys, and also several days without my car. Finally, it was fixed by I it's still when I press on the brakes, it's still the my steering still vibrates. So I took it back to the mechanic, and they said that they're gonna fix it for me for free since it's under warranty. They're gonna try to figure it out. Yesterday they checked it and tried to rotate a few things over, and it's like, it's not happening. So they asked me to take it back on Monday, which I can't because I have to work. And so I'm gonna have to take it back next weekend. But it was driving so badly that I'm thinking now that I might actually send it in on Monday because what if it stops working, the brakes? Then it would be freaking scary. Wait, you guys, I want to maybe turn online into a ghost podcast. I've been talking to some of my friends. I wanted to do a ghost podcast. That would be super awesome, wouldn't it? Oh my gosh. I hate this. I hate this. It's really awful, but I hate this. And my allergies acting up so badly. I guess those are the few things that I want to really, tell you. And I'm falling asleep. Yeah, it's a bunch of Chinese New Year tweets. I was been tweeting like crazy. Oh, by the way, do you guys, this isn't really, I was gonna tweet about this, but I thought, since I think about it while I'm recording this, I'll ask you this, if any of you are still listening. Next time I want to talk about, no, shit, I've been jumping all over, but this is the one thing. Seriously, the serious topic that I want to talk about next week when I have time is the how things are. As far as the level of acceptance of gay people in Malaysia these days. At first it was like, kind of okay. It wasn't really officially bad because, people don't discuss, but, gay people still sort of like exist without having to like hide terribly. I mean, they do, but not, for those daring ones. But lately, especially in Penang, where my hometown is, I've been hearing a lot of people telling me that how newspaper reports and the media are portraying gay people as just simply sleazy and just like having sex all the time in bathrooms and glory holes and such, and that is the only picture that they're painting. And so, I know next time we'll talk about that. We'll talk about sexual promiscuity and Nick Thomas. What am I talking about? Oh, but the fun things, before I get into that though, because I don't feel like I'm in the mood to talk about serious topics like this because it's Chinese New Year. Oh, my microphone's touching my hair. That's what you're hearing. But what is the fun thing that I was gonna say, and then I got sidetracked by this, and I forgot now. Oh yes, this is like a stupid question, and if you can answer me, if you're still listening, let me know, and next time we'll talk about it. I was just wondering, is there a right way or a wrong way of putting toilet paper roll in the holder? Do you put your toilet paper rolling under or over, if you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, Yeah, you know what I mean, right? The toilet paper roll, the paper rolls, do you have it roll under the roll or over the roll? Next week, I will reveal whether I'm a toilet paper under or an overer. But I want to know, though. I want to know what your rationale is. Send me a feedback. Look, nobody will send me this. But I want to know. Even if it's, simple, like, I want to hear the reason why you are an under and you are, or you are an over toilet paper person. So, very important issue, the toilet paper under and over. If you are a, if you can't send me a message, you can call me 920 iPhone 1. Nobody's called that before. A few people, Rick from Minneapolis did that. But if you want to call 920 iPhone 1, you can actually send a text message to 920 iPhone 1 as well. I will be able to get it. And you can also email me at online@gmail.com. That's ONGLINE@gmail.com. And you can also just come to the website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave a message in this particular post. Are you an over or under toilet paper person? Anyway. Okay, until next week. Oh my gosh, I have only 45 minutes to get ready. And don't forget to smile, ladies. Bye! Happy Chinese New Year and everything else that's cool and good. Happy Valentine's Day and everything else. Bye! Where's the stop button? Where's the stop button? Here's the